This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As I'm trying to be positive today and not rip the Mets with legit reason, like they could fail. Sure, they could miss the postseason. I don't have that impending doom feeling with this group. I believe in Lindor. I believe in Soto. I believe in Stearns and Mendy. I believe in Senga to a certain extent. Manaea, more so than even Senga. I believe in Peterson. I certainly believe in the bullpen. Alonso, I'm like torn with. If you asked me before last October, I'd say no, and I did say no. And if you asked me post-October, and obviously what he's done this year, yes, even with the inconsistencies, but still. But here's where I have to take some issue with the Mets. I just saw them, I guess this was 15 minutes ago here, on their social media account. They posted, Beatles night, Friday, August 15th. Celebrate the 60th anniversary of their iconic show at Shea Stadium with a pregame concert. For 1964, obviously a tribute for that. A pre-game concert by 1964, the tribute, a special post-game fireworks show as well. And then they have a, you know, the, what do you call it? Like the billboard or whatever, the promotional poster here. The Beatles night, and it has Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Nimmo, you know, kind of in their own version walking across Abbey Road in front of Citi Field. Like, That's my issue. And I had an issue with it when Cohen said it initially, labeling them the core four or whatever it was, that I didn't even think it was Beatle thing. I thought it was more the Yankee thing. Like, that's my issue. The Mets have, to me, a big 2.5. Sometimes 3. Definitely not a core 4. I mean, sometimes 4. Sometimes 3.5. Lindor, Soto are the clear stars of this team. And how did those two vibe and click and chemistry-wise? I'm not so sure. Maybe that's part of the issue this year where we saw chemistry was something that carried the Mets a year ago. Why would a team, or at least a group of those talented offensive individuals, why would they not be able to get it going? Soto after the game yesterday. Hey, what's going on, Juan? I don't know. We talked to Mendy before the game yesterday, before they almost got no hit. Not really no answers. Like, we're working hard on it. Guys are hitting the ball hard. It'll get turned around, but there are no answers. The answers for years was, well, get better players. Right now, you'd be hard-pressed to get a better player than Lindor and Soto. Forget about their numbers overall or their inconsistencies. Look around the league. That's why I can't go nuts. I don't know what the future holds for Alonso. Obviously, Nimmo's under contract, but Nimmo's here for a while. At least based on the contract, Lindor and Soto certainly aren't going anywhere. They got to figure it out. Brian is in Westfield. What's up, Brian?
How you doing, Sal? First time caller.
What's up, Brian?
Good. I was at the Mets game yesterday, and I've been a Mets fan since probably 1972, and I can deal with a lot of things. What I can't deal with is a lack of effort. And who I mean is Soto. I watch players busting their ass to go down the first base line. And I'm watching him ground out and jogging down the first baseline. And look, teams are going to hit. They're not going to hit. But I just can't deal with the lack of effort. He looks like he's overweight. He looks like he's lazy. He looks like he doesn't want to be there. And, you know, not what I was expecting at all. I don't know if he's injured or not, but he just looked old and slow, and I know he's a young man, so I just can't figure it out.
Yeah, I think that's what you're seeing. I'm not seeing that, and we're watching the same games, and thank you for the call, Brian, and you're entitled to your opinion. I'm not seeing that at all. I think it's easy to make Juan Soto the whipping boy because of the contract, because of sometimes visually with him where, you know, maybe you don't feel a max out player or, you know, all out effort. I think Soto gives plenty of effort. He's not the greatest defensive player. I think he's got a high baseball IQ. I've seen effort from him. I see that he's engaged in the game. He's been excellent as far as stolen bases go this year, a career high for him. The idea that he's out of shape to me is ridiculous. That's something that's made up on the internet. So I'm just not seeing that. You're entitled to your opinion, and obviously there were times where Soto wasn't hustling all out this year. But there are certain things that you need from certain players. Look at every other player. Francisco Lindor running as hard as he possibly can every time down the first baseline on a ground ball, he's not. And I'm not knocking him for it. I'm just saying, like, that's normal. You don't need guys to go 110% down the line when there's a ground out. You want them to run, sure. But not like that. Nimmo may be the best hustle player on the Mets who's running the first base even on a walk. You know, Alonso plays hard. Like, they play. I think the Mets play hard. I don't think it's a lack of effort thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I could see how sometimes the body language with Soto would tell you that maybe you feel like it's not max effort or that he doesn't care. He does. And if you watch and pay close attention to it, you could see that. He's just, it's a different way than, say, your hustle player like Nimmo or, I don't know, whatever, pick a hustle player. Ray is in Waterbury, Connecticut. What's up, Ray?
Hi, Sal. Great show as usual. I agree with you. I'm not giving up on the hitting. I think the spark is coming from one of those kids in AAA. They're all well decorated the last couple of months. They all take turns being pitcher of the month and pitcher of the week. Maybe Tong's better than all three of them, but he's in AA. I think you're going to see, like you said, Montas comes up with another clunker. He's in the bullpen, and one of those kids are coming up. By the time September rolls around, you're going to see two of them up there.
I don't know if you can see both. I would think you're going to see McClain before anybody else. And by the way, you should never be in a spot, Ray, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it as always. You should never be in a spot where you're going to rely too heavily on young, I don't care if it's position players or arms from the minor leagues. I do not think this is a case where the Mets are going to bring up Sproat and McClain and Tong. Like, I believe it's going to be one of those guys, and probably McClain, you would think, would be the guy. Maybe it's two in dire need, like if the rotation gets banged up, if Manaea can't pitch, maybe they have to go to both guys. But I think if everything stays the way that it is, you'll see one of those arms in a rotation spot and then see what they could do. Maybe provide a little bit of a jolt. But also, what do you, like, how deep in the games do you think these guys are going to go? McLean going to come in and start going 7-8 innings? Like, it's not going to happen. They're not going to be the savior. What they could be is a nice complement to help get the team to another level and upgrade that rotation. Bullpen's upgraded. You're locked and loaded with that. Rotation's got some issues right now. Not major issues, but they have some issues. Clay Holmes is a 5-inning pitcher. On top of Holmes being a 5-inning pitcher, you have Senga and Manaea working their way back into the rotation and aren't giving any length. That's now 4 out of 5, if you throw Montas into the equation, and he's obviously not very good, 4 out of your 5 starters that aren't giving you, at the very least, aren't giving you length. But the bigger issue is the offense. McLean, Sproat, those guys aren't going to fix that. Mets got to fix that. Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Nimmo, those guys got to fix that. Jay is calling from Chester, New Jersey. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Sal, how you doing? How do you love New Jersey?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I could do without the earthquakes and the skunks and the bears and the snakes, but I do like the commute better.
Miss you on the overnights. Anyways.
Thank you.
You know, I got to be honest with you. You know, I'm saying this from the heart as a Mets fan. Can we stop doing the blame game on Soto? Let's concentrate on the facts. The fielding and hitting and runners in scoring position, that is what's killing the team. You know, and I'm tired of the thing where I love Mendy. I love the guy, but, oh, well, he hit the ball 110 miles an hour. But they caught the ball. Who cares about how hard they're hitting the ball? Let's get it together, guys. Hit as a team, runners in scoring position, you know, and I think things will turn around. And I got to tell you, the fielding. What happened to the fielding? What happened to Lindor with the fielding?
It hasn't been as clean. Lindor all year, Jay, and thank you for the call. Now, okay, I agree with most of what you're saying. The one thing I don't agree with, when we asked Mendy yesterday, I'm like, well, what are you supposed to do? And he's like, well, what am I supposed to tell Lindor? He hits the ball, he hits a rocket with guys on base, but a guy makes a great play, or it's hit right to the guy's glove. What am I supposed to tell him? To hit a blooper somewhere, break your bat, and drop one in somewhere? So I understand what Mendy was saying by that, and I'm with you, Jay, that I normally don't care how hard somebody's hitting the ball. I want to hit. I'd rather the blooper, but you can't tell a player, hey, awful job, you scored that one up and hit it hard. Like, there's really not much you could do at that spot. Sometimes baseball's just bad luck. You hit it in a couple of atom balls. But I don't think that's the reason for the Mets' struggles. Now, if you want to get on Soto, because people make him the whipping boy, because he's making $765 million, and maybe there's something about that that fans don't like, the one thing for me that is obvious that you could get on Soto for is his lack of production with runners in scoring position. It's been a team issue. There's been no bigger culprit than Juan Soto, who has come up empty the majority of times with runners in scoring position all year long. Like, if there's one consistent thing about the Mets offense, because there's peaks and valleys with everybody. Top of the order, bottom of the order, Nimmo, Lindor, Alonso, Soto, peaks and valleys with all those guys. The one constant, even in his hot stretch in June, Juan Soto has been god-awful with runners in scoring position. Now, do you believe that that's going to be the rest of the way? Meaning in the postseason? If you do, then the Mets are toast. If you don't, and you believe that a switch will be flipped, if you will, come playoff time, that's where you, and I do, with Soto. That could take them to another stratosphere. So it's making sure you get there, and then making sure that he goes nuts in the postseason. If he doesn't, it's a wrap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.